Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. besthealthgallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Malik, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from Scottsdale, Arizona, you're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Aurora Light will be joining us next week. And what are we doing here? Well, we are getting ready. We are getting ready for a very big conference that's coming up here end of next month, July time frame here, July 28th through the 29th. That is the conference on future energy. And I'll be giving a lecture called Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology. And the other conference is the Extraordinary Technology Conference, and it's coming up July 26th through the 30th. So my lecture at the Extraordinary Tech Conference is the Physics of Free Energy and Over-Unity Transformers. So that's coming up, folks. It's only a few weeks away, and yes, we are getting ready for that. My plan is to show our Go Power Up technology. And of course, that'll be the focus of my lecture coming up. I'll also be filing a patent application for this technology. That's all in the pipeline here. So the physics of free energy over unity transformers. And of course, a lot of people have been working on this technology over the past 50 years, would you say? 50 years of this? And, it was discovered way back in the 1920s or so. You know, the free energy technology, researcher by the name of Krohn. I believe he was a German electrical engineer, made some discoveries about operating electrical apparatus. And he noticed that there were some anomalies in this technology. And of course, none of the textbooks would cover any of these anomalies. So it was his pursuit to pursue these these very fascinating anomalies. And what he discovered was a coupling into gravity, that there was a link between electromagnetism and gravity. And that was mainly the focus of his work. So, who's the expert behind that? Well, it was Tom Bearden. Tom Bearden is what got me started in this field. I went to a Tom Bearden lecture. Gosh, when was that? Back in 1997. So it's been, what, about 20 years now? 20 years I've been in this field. And when I first heard Tom talking about this, it was back in 1997. It was a lecture given in Seattle, Washington. And it was Tom Bearden and Richard Hoagland at that time. It was a conference that those two put on, and it was in Seattle. And that's what really got me hooked on this field. I mean, it was, I found it absolutely fascinating. Fascinating work. And what did Tom talk about? Well, he spoke about Tom spoke about free energy and anti-gravity. And he wrote a number of papers back then. And if you're interested in looking at those papers, you can go to a website. It's at intellect.com. And what I did is I put together a library, a collection of work back then. I put this library, I collected all this information. I started, back in 1997, searching the internet here. And I collected a lot of material and posted it on my website. And that website is intellect.com. Go to it, intalek.com. You can check it out. And that's my research website. And you'll find a lot of information on this subject material and how I first got started in this field. And it culminated with a book that I put together. It's something like 600-700 pages of information. And it is available on my website, intellect.com. And just check it out. Check out the library. See a lot of the information that's been collected over the past couple of decades here. And a lot of fascinating information. And it's all coupling into what I'm going to be presenting at the conference in July here. And the focus will, of course, be on the physics of free energy and over-unity transformers. And so I thought I'd read the abstract of my presentation. And, well, let's get into it here. It says, a typical alternating current, or AC transformer, utilizes the principle of transferring electrical energy called mutual electromagnetic induction. This effect, described as Faraday's law of induction, first published back in 1831, permits a near equal amount of real power to be transferred between the input coil and the output coil. The near equal amount is the result of imperfections or losses in the transformer, causing the efficiency of the same transformer to approach but never exceed 100%. In the mid-1980s, a researcher by the name of Floyd Sweet developed a breakthrough transformer he called the Space Quantum Modulator, or SQM, and later renamed the Vacuum Triode Amplifier, or VTA, by researcher Tom Bearden. Now, folks, you can look that up on the internet today and find some information about this. Now, of course, Tom Bearden was an eyewitness, to the Floyd Sweet device. He actually saw it in operation. So it's the real deal. The transformer had an efficiency exceeding 1,000,000%. Mainstream physics could not explain how this was possible. Shrouded in secrecy, the operation of Floyd's free energy over unity transformer, VTA, was not understood until now. In 2002, an article published in Infinite Energy magazine, authored by Don Hodson, revealed how the VTA operates utilizing what is called the Dirac C of negative energy. The key to understanding how free energy over unity transformers work is through the application of a negative work function applied to the transformer. This negative work function is created using magnets that are forced together in an opposing field configuration. Now, those magnets have to be conditioned. And I am actually working on a technology today. Oh, yeah, I'm working on that today here. So, this opposing field configuration, what does that do? Well, for one thing, it collapses the real field that is produced on the magnets. And I hope in another week here or so, I will be producing a video showing this effect. And what this effect is, it's a dampening field effect that is produced by these opposing magnets. So there's actually a forcing function that decreases that magnetic field. So when you have these opposing field configurations set up properly between these magnets, they collapse the real field. So in other words, the real field vanishes, but it is forced to vanish. Okay, so that when you set up these opposing forces, they create negative energy. And of course, I'll be talking about that in my lecture. I'll show how that is actually done. Okay, so this negative work function is created using magnets forced together in an opposing field configuration. The opposing field action causes the magnetic field density B to curl into Dirac complex space, causing the field to become complex, or JB. And of course, JB is the magnetic field density, and that becomes an imaginary number. This in turn forces the input electric current to become complex. So in other words, the electric current becomes an imaginary number. Because of this action, what is observed on a typical ammeter is a significant reduction of real electric current. Ammeters cannot measure imaginary current. Therefore, the real input current appears to vanish. Given a complex magnetic field density, JB, calculations show that the field energy in a given volume of space becomes negative, which satisfies the negative energy solution of the Dirac equation. This field is referred to as an electromagnetic dampening field and is present around the transformer. Since the output of the power transformer drives a real load, the output electric current is real. Therefore, efficiencies greatly exceeding 100% are measured. This permits the construction of self-sustainable free energy over unity devices with phenomenally large observable power gains. This lecture will show how consistent and valid using ordinary classical analysis works at the macro scale as well at the quantum level. So it's going to be a PowerPoint lecture, and I'll be covering the details of how these transformers work. So it should be a very fascinating lecture. So that's what I'm going to be giving at the Tesla Tech. Now, we're also going to be setting up a booth. And the booth, we're going to be showing a lot of our technology there. So including a Go Power-Up system, in addition to our Vitality Pad, our water restructuring technology. We'll also be showing a lot of interesting information and actual products. So, should be quite interesting. Alrighty. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host, Dr. Houdini. So, folks, we'll be right back.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention and worn my night for so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out. Thank you.
woke up every day in the Air Force thinking I've got the best job in the world. Airplanes, jets, propeller planes, rockets, spaceships, starships. If it left the surface of the Earth and went somewhere else on an adventure, it just captured my imagination. The opportunities that the Air Force can offer are boundless. When opportunity knocks at your door, be bold, be courageous in following that dream. Step across that threshold and into that new adventure. My name is Colonel Alvin Drew, and I am an American Airman.
I want to prepare you for what you're about to see, Mr. Mulder.
Do you know what an ARV is?
That's an alien replica vehicle.
Given your background, I would have thought you'd seen one.
No, never, not like that.
Pat O'Malley takes Mulder to see an ARV, an alien replica vehicle.
What we're showing you, we do at great risk. Colleagues have had labs burned to the ground and work destroyed by our own government.
This vehicle is said to be running on free energy.
Simply the energy of the universe. No fuel, no flame, no combustion. Simple electromagnetic field.
There's a tremendous attention to detail on the show, and there always has been.
What I'm going to show you next is the most unbelievable part.
When I saw that first ARV, I was blown away by the texture of it, the scale of it.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You'll find he is the wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard was. If ever, ever, ever a wizard was, the wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
We're back. You're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Okay, folks, we are back, and we are back live. Okay. Well, the first segment of the show here, I talked about the physics of free energy and over-unity transformers. Now, there is a caveat here, and the caveat is simply this. In order to get all this, you have to be a student of Don Hodgson. It's like, what? A student of Don Hodgson? Yes. You must become a student of Don Hodgson to understand any of this technology, because otherwise you're just going to be fumbling around in darkness. Okay, well, what is this? Who is this Don Hodgson? Well, you can look him up on my website, Aurora Tech. Just go to auroratech.us, go to the science section, just scroll down, and you'll see two papers that were published in Infinite Energy Magazine back in 2002. And Don Hodgson, I would consider him a genius, just an absolute genius, because he brought everything really up to date. All right. A lot of the physics anomalies that have been observed over the years can now be explained using Dirac theory. And that was the fundamental basis of his papers. Was, of course, this Dirac Sea of Negative Energy, which was published back in 1928. Yes, going all the way back to 1928. Dr. Paul Dirac published his famous Dirac equation. Now, the amazing thing about his equation is that it predicts four fundamental particles that make up the entire universe. Well, right away, that completely flies in the face of the standard model, right? The standard model and all the geniuses back then that have worked on quantum physics and classical physics back in the 1920s and 30s developed quantum mechanics that basically gave us the world of the very tiny, the quantum world, so to speak here. What's happening down at the quantum level, you know, at the fundamental particle level. What's observable and what isn't. And so Dr. Paul Dirac came along with his amazing equation called the Dirac equation. And yes, you can go and look all this up. There's a lot of work done in this area. And the experts back then, you know, the scientific establishment, leading physicists back then, did not like the Dirac equation and what it predicted, okay? And he basically took a sledgehammer to it because what is so interesting about the Dirac equation is that you not only have positive energy, but you also have negative energy. And the establishment could not deal with the negative energy portion of this. Because for one thing, negative energy does not manifest in our real universe. Only positive energy can manifest. But here you have this negative energy solution to the Dirac equation, and they had to deal with that. And they dealt with it by using some ingenious mathematical tool to eliminate the negative energy portion. And of course, later that was proven to be false. All right? That was later proven to be false. And of course, Don Hodgson talks about that in his two papers that he wrote on the Dirac sea of negative energy. So here it's been hijacked. It's been hijacked by the establishment. The establishment says that this is the direction of research. This is what's going to be funded and what isn't going to be funded. And Aurora Tech is a grassroots company, okay? And it's funded by a lot of people that are forward-looking people. You cannot be part of the establishment and look kindly upon Aurora Tech. You just can't. So forward-looking people that can catch the vision, okay? You know, what is really what we're all about. So if you want to become part of this amazing company, just give Aurora Light a call and ask about our many opportunities that are available. And of course, you can look at the investor webpage. You may do so by going to auroratech.us. Just click on the investor link, scroll down, and it will take you to the nitty-gritty details on how you, the listener, can become involved with our amazing company. And believe me when I tell you, it's a grassroots type of company. So it's not just Aurora and I, it's about you with your vision about how the world should be, all right? How the world should be. And your investment counts here at Aurora Tech. It's what drives us. It's what moves us forward. So you can become involved in Aurora Tech. You can invest in this corporation. And it's you, the investor, that's really driving Aurora and I forward. And of course, we're pushing that big boulder that we call free energy and anti-gravity. We keep pushing that forward here with your help and contributions. And so one way to contribute here is by attending the upcoming conference. You can become involved with Aurora Tech just by coming to this conference that's coming up end of July. It's going to be a big conference. There's going to be a lot of heavyweights there, a lot of great presentations. I mean, it's not just me that's giving a good presentation. There's others there too. Now, the theory that I'm working with can back up. You know, it can explain a lot of these anomalies that occur in these devices. And of course, the biggie out there is the Floyd Suite device. That has been my focus. Because something that has a power gain of 10,000 to 1 that you can put in a milliwatt and get a kilowatt out, that caught my attention. And of course, a mainstreamer would just, you know, are you kidding me? Pursue this? It must be a hoax, you know, or there's something that that just can't be. But the physics is sound. Okay, the physics explains what's going on with these transformers. And of course, that's the focus of my lecture, is to dispel the myth, the legend that is out there, and to turn myth and legend into reality. Because after all, you know, Tom Bearden was an eyewitness, and there were many other eyewitnesses, and they do attend these conferences. They do attend them, folks. People that personally knew Floyd Sweet back then, knew this device, worked as stated. Yes, he had, you know, what did he do? He supplied a milliwatt going into his device and he was getting a kilowatt out. How was that possible? So that's been my work, the focus of my work in this area, is to figure this all out. And of course, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. I cannot stand here and tell you that, you know, I am the sole creator of all this. No, I am not. Because there are others that came along that are other giants out there in the field. And they left behind papers and devices and anomalies and that sort of thing. And so I'm just coming along, standing on their shoulders here, putting the pieces together. And that is my intent here, is to present this information at the Extraordinary Tech. You know, it's probably one of the few places where I have a platform that I can talk about information like this, because it is so non-mainstream, okay? You're not going to find any of this material in a textbook. It's just not there, folks. You may find it in some papers out there, but they're few and far between this kind of information. And so the perfect venue for presenting this kind of information is, of course, the Extraordinary Technology Conference. And, of course, Tom Vallone's Coffee Conference on Future Energy. These are two perfect venues to present this kind of information. So that is what I plan to do here. It is patented information. Oh, yes, I have filed patents, or biotech. I filed a patent application, and you can actually see that patent application. That is on our website. Just go to the investors' webpage there and check it out. You can see some of the nitty-gritty details of what we're doing here. But, you know, the bottom line is that you have to be a student of Don Hodgson, because Don Hodgson summed it up beautifully with his paper, you know, the Dirac-C of negative energy. And again, you can see that, you can read that paper. It's on my website at auroratech.us. Just go to the science section, scroll down, and you'll see those papers that are posted there. And they're quite remarkable, because what I did is I took a lot of his information and I put it into picture form, into slides. And that, of course, will be part of my presentation, showing the nitty-gritty details here, what's going on. But really, to get this, you know, you cannot be a mainstreamer. Because mainstream does not explain what's going on here. I mean, they really missed the boat on direction, which way to go. And this direction was established back in the 1930s. They said, this is the direction we're going to take. This is the not only the direction, but this is where the funding is going to be directed. Okay. So what you end up with is a hodgepodge, what is called the standard model. You have this CERN out there. And you know, I'm personally coming to the conclusion that CERN is pretty much of a big waste of money, you know, pursuing a standard model. That was not, that should not have been the direction taken. What mainstream should have done was accepted the Dirac equation and pursued that direction. Okay. And they have chosen not to. The establishment has chosen not to go in that direction. So as a result, they're off in la-la land somewhere. So they're off in la-la land and not dealing with reality, what's really there, what really counts. And so to get this, you really have to be, and this is how I'm going to start off my lectures. Okay, you really have to be a student of Don Hodgson and dig into his material, dig into what's presented on the internet, dig into my work, and you'll see how all this basically plays together, you know, how the anomalies that are out there are explained, okay, using our mathematics, the Dirac equation. And, you know, the Dirac equation, well, you know, what was so incredible about that? Well, you know, it predicted positive energy as well as negative energy. And, of course, the boundary between the two is, of course, 0 point. And when we look at mainstream science today, there's nothing beyond 0 point. And in a way, yeah, they are correct. In that assumption, nothing beyond 0 point, and that's true for the real universe. What defines the real universe is what mainstream science is stuck in. You know, the needle is stuck on this record, and it's stuck in positive, a real universe with positive energy, okay? And it just keep on playing the same tune over and over again. It hits the skip. The needle skips, and it's just stuck in this positive energy realm, dimensions. But, you know, the negative energy realm, which is the realm that that I work in, these various technologies work in, they all work with another realm, with other dimensions, a higher, or you can look at it as a lower state space. Lower state space. At least that's what they did with Star Trek. And so many mainstreamers, oh my God, you're going to make Star Trek real. You know, geez, warp drive engines, come on. And they'll be talking about that. And yeah, that was a concept published back in 1995 by Michael Lecouvreur. And of course, I'll be talking about that at the coffee conference. Developing practical warp drive engine technology. So that's what's coming up here. That's what's going to be in store with our amazing technology. Okay. Well, let's take another break, shall we? And we'll be right back. You're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Vortex Network News. I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Okay, well, that last segment, I got into the, the physics. The physics of free energy and over-unity technology. So it's a fascinating subject, I think. So it should be quite interesting. And also, I talked about how you can get involved with Aurora Tech. All you need to do is to give Aurora Light a call. That phone number is 480-474-4388. All right. So we're talking about mainstream science and what makes Aurora Tech so unique in this field is, of course, that we can explain the anomalies. Mainstream science cannot. They have no concept of negative energy. Now, it does come out in some of their equations, though, the negative energy. It comes out, for example, the Casimir effect. And in the Casimir effect, you have two nearly perfect metal plates that are very close together. And there's a force that draws those two plates together. And of course, they call that negative energy between the plates. And the reason that they give for that is, of course, they go with quantum fluctuations. That the fluctuations are greater on the outside of those metal plates than they are between the plates. So in other words, the plates are blocking some of the electromagnetics related to the quantum vacuum. That is the reason they give. I have a different reason, of course, that is tied to our research, the Dirac-C of negative energy. And maybe I'll touch on that with the lecture here that's coming up in July. And the anomalies, you know, as I said before, mainstream science cannot explain the anomalies using conventional science. You know, the standard there is no standard model that can explain the phenomena occurring. For example, you know, in the Floyd Sweet device, there is just no explanation for it. So, but there is. Okay, with our theory, you know, with the theory that we present, the models we present, how it's represented by the Don Hodgson and his write-up on the Dirac-C of negative energy, it's all explained under that information. So that is what I plan to do at the conference, is to cover a lot of this information, and of course my own research in this area, involving, you know, what is an electron, and it's very different than what is presented in the standard model. The model of the electron that I have is that, for one thing, it is to explain the electron. For example, there is no internal field. There's no internal field. There's no internal electric or magnetic fields. There's no mass inside the electron. It has no volume, is the way that the calculations work out. And these calculations are backed up by other mainstream people that have done calculations with this. And they made the same discovery too, which is very interesting. There is nothing inside the electron. All the activity produced by the electrons produced outside of the electron. That includes the charge that the electron has, this negative charge. And what's interesting about the charge is that it can be not only time forward, but time reversed. Oh, yeah. If the particle carries a negative charge, you know, like an electron does, that is a time-forward charge. A positive charge is a time-reverse charge. time reversed. The magnetic fields, for example, the electric fields, they're all on the outside of the particle, so that there's nothing on the inside. Same thing with the mass. There's nothing inside. There is no mass inside the electron. The mass is on the outside of the electron. Everything is That is also true for the proton, for the positron, you know, the basic fundamental particles, is that all the activity that's going on there, what defines the particle, is on the outside of the particle. And that's the way the equations work, which I find rather extraordinary. Mainstream quantum physicists want to give a mass on the inside of the electron, that all the mass of the particles on the inside of the electron. And that turns out not to be true. There's also an ether. And mainstream science doesn't want to deal with an ether. They want to say that all the particles out there, that's all there is. There is no medium in space. Of course, that isn't true with Don Hodgson's work and the Dirac-C of negative energy. There is an ether, and the ether is composed of electron-positron pairs. Okay, so with that in mind, I will be talking, I'll be giving the fundamentals, you know, at this conference. And how this all fits together to explain the anomaly known as the Floyd Sweet device. But the thing is that you have to grasp these basic concepts, because otherwise you'll just never get it. You'll never be able to solve the Floyd Sweet issue here. And that issue is the free energy over unity technology. Unless you grasp these basic, very basic concepts. And most physicists cannot do that because their training has been alongside of mainstream science. You know, they have to be able to explain everything with a particle and no ether. There cannot be an ether. In other words, space is just completely empty with the exception of these particles. That, of course, led to development of CERN. Why you have CERN? You don't need CERN, okay, with the work that I do. You just don't need these multi-billion dollar projects to explain these anomalies. So, that of course is what I'm going to be getting into with the upcoming conference here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So again, that's end of July. If you plan on attending, be sure when you reserve your room, you use a code TTI, that is the reservation code, Tesla Tech. TTI is the code for reserving your room and signing up for the conference. You sign up for the conference. So today, folks, I will only be doing an hour-long show, and we'll be back next week. Same time, same station. I want to thank you all for joining me this evening on Vortex Network News, and we'll be back next week. So again, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, folks. Have a great week.
will spend or will even lend.
Harrigan!
That's me.
Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan!
That's me. I'm just as proud of me name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or king could be. Who is the man that helps a man every time he can?
Harrigan!
That's me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
T. A. N. Spelled Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. And give it a man can say a word again me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
T. A. N. U. C.
Is a name that a shame never has been connected with. Harrigan. That's me.
H. A. W-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Divil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is the name that a shame never has been connected with. Harrigan,
that's me. Well, what do you think?
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You'll find he is the wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard was. If ever a wizard of Oz, there was the wizard of Oz. He won because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.